The Whiz Pop Chocolate Shop by Kate Saunders. Read by Rita Sharma. 1. Skittle Street. "We'll probably sell the place," Dad said from the driving seat. "I shouldn't think it's worth much. The letter said it had been empty for more than 70 years. "It's probably a rat-infested ruin," Oz said.
"Rats," squeaked Lily. "I hate rats."
"Keep your wig on, Lil," Dad said over his shoulder. "We're only taking one quick look. I've never inherited a house before." The previous day, a strange parcel had arrived at the Spofford family's small house in Washford Common. It was from a solicitor named Mr. Spike. In his letter, he explained that Dad's great-uncle Pierre had died and left him a house. The parcel had also contained a set of old keys and the title deeds to 18 Skittle Street, London, N7. At first, Bruce Spofford had thought it must be a mistake. As far as he knew, his great-uncle Pierre had been dead since long before he was born. "The three Spofford brothers, my grandfather and two great-uncles, were killed in a freak accident in 1938 when the tram they were in ran off the Thames embankment."
"Pierre obviously didn't die on that tram," Oz said. "I bet he deliberately faked his own death. Maybe his brothers did too."
"Steady on," Dad said, smiling. "Even if they did, they wouldn't have lasted until now. They'd be about 120.
"I'm sure there's a perfectly simple explanation," Mum said. "Whatever it is, this house couldn't have come along at a better time. What with the mortgage and the twin shoes and Oz's music lessons and Lily's tutor and a new baby on the way."
"I don't want a tutor," Lily said. "Sandra's a cow. She blames me when I can't do things."